There is a discussion amongst the poskim whether there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. In other words, is there the regular mitzvah of Limud Torah like every day of the year? Just we have a limitation what we're allowed to learn, and we learn only the topics which are permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av. Or, and this is really a question in Avelis in general, is really this is a time where the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the person is relieved from that mitzvah. It's not time not to be learning. It's a time not to be, but it's a time to just be sitting quietly and absorbing, and contemplating his reality. And that's the lima that we're taking, as it were. The time we're spending over here is to take time to contemplate and be quiet, be silent. Not to talk, not to greet others, not to interact with others. It's a private time. Yeshev bodod beyidoim. We sit quiet. Each person sits individually, quietly, and they're quiet. And in that state of mind, they contemplate the loss that they have. As long as we're busy focusing outward, or even busy focusing to absorb something inward, to some extent we're not really focusing on the loss that we have. And that's true by Avelis. That really the main purpose of Avelis is the person is supposed to sit there and to understand the loss and absorb the loss, and then mourn that loss that he, once he understands it, he has absorbed it, it sank in what it is. He's going to be able now to mourn that which he's missing. So anything, even Limud Torah, which is distracting him from that, is not the mitzvah sayom. It's not the mitzvah which is to be done that day. Our challenge, which we have, is we don't understand our loss, and we don't understand what we're missing. So for us, maybe in a certain way, it's even more important and imperative that we spend time just to sit quietly on the day of Tisha B'Av and to contemplate and to think about the loss that we have, and not to be busy learning and trying to absorb it from somewhere else, but look inside of ourselves and feel what are we missing, what are we don't we have in our lives, and what we wish we had more of, in the words of Kedusha and Ruchnius, Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our life, the Hashkacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, the protection that His Shekhinah would place upon us, all of these things that we would sit during the day and contemplate them. We have fulfilled the mitzvah of the morning of Tisha B'Av. We should be zeichah that the morning should be changed to simcha. It should be a day of simcha for all of Klal Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, in Harav Yemenu, and the Shekhinah's presence is brought back into Klal Yisrael in the base of Mikdash Be'ezras Hashem.